early signing period, less than a month away, and if there's one area the Oregon Ducks are still working to improve, it's recruiting along the defensive front. Recently, they offered JC defensive lineman Samuel Okwunu, who grew up in Liberia. And he came over to America as a 13-year-old, picked up football as a senior in high school, went on to the JC ranks, and had 17 and a half sacks this year. Oregon heavily involved in his recruitment. He joins the show now. Samuel, thanks for being on the show, man. Is he there? Marcus is working the phones.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I can hear him in here. I just can't hear him out there.
Okay. Samuel is a big-time pro. I mean, you look at what Oregon's doing, and some of this here is Oregon's got good defensive line talent. That headliner, Kayvon Thibodeaux, if he ends up picking Oregon, they're in great shape. Five-star prospect. But you need to fill that out, and one of the areas they really need to get better is pass rush. Sam, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
I was just telling people, pass rush is something Oregon needs to get better at. That is your specialty. 17 and a half sacks this year. You're new to football.
Yes, sir.
You grew up playing soccer. Yes, you grew up in Africa, came to America at 13. What made you want to pick up football as a senior in high school?
Well, I'm sorry.
What made you want to pick up football as a senior in high school?
So I played soccer all my life, like I said. Going into my senior year, man, all my friends were like, you too big to be playing soccer, man. You got to try football. And I ended up going to the summer camp. I ended up liking it, man. Being part of the team, it was great. Meeting new people. But yeah, it was really just my friends like pushing me to try something new and be a part of a new coaching staff and whatnot. So it was pretty exciting.
Your story is interesting. Coming from Africa to America, obviously, in and of itself, is a unique or a very different than traditional approach to playing football or playing college football. Not a lot of guys come from Africa to America and then end up playing. But I think you struggled a little bit as a senior and then still wanted to pursue it and really looked for an opportunity at the junior college ranks. What made you want to stick with it, and what created that drive that you were going to try to play at the junior college level after, as you've said, your senior year in high school didn't necessarily go, you weren't an all-star necessarily in high school?
Right, my senior year was crazy. It was my first year playing. They had me starting on varsity and everything in front of the lights. Man, it was new to me. But you know, as season progressed, I ended up loving the sport. Fell in love with the sport. You know, after my senior year, I started looking for routes and options to do because I didn't have the grades or the knowledge really about the game, but I just knew it was something that I loved doing, and I kept on pursuing it relentlessly, man. I ended up going to a junior college, just a regular community college back in Lowell called Middlesex. But after Middlesex, I went there for a semester. It just didn't feel right because they didn't have any sports team or whatnot. So I took the next semester off. My 2017 spring semester off, during the summer of 2017, I went to Oregon. I went to Coloma Community College down in Mississippi, man. I tried out. I made the team, but then the red shirted me my first year there. And then I came back in the spring. I did my thing, balled out. But, you know, they had pretty good recruits coming in. And it was only my second year playing football, like, you know, we talked about. So, you know, they were a little bit, you know, willing to take in a D1 bounce back than a kid who was only playing the second year. Because down in Mississippi, they only have a scholarship for out-of-state JUCO players. And they had a Missouri bounce back or whatnot. I know. So after my spring, I sent my film everywhere, man. Saudi Range is one of them schools that reached out to me. That's where I'm at right now. They reached out to me, man. So I spoke to Coach I, the great coach. I spoke to Coach Kwan. He's another great coach, man. We just kept on talking and talking. I fell in love with here, man. And I made a decision to come here in 2018 fall. And me and Coach Kwan, who's my D-line coach, we work hard every day. He pushed me, man, beyond my imagination, really. I didn't think he would get me to where I'm at right now. But, you know, he helped me out a lot. I told myself I was gonna get 20 sacks this year, but 17 and a half, it was pretty amazing too for me, and I can only get better from here on.
So you jumped around. It's safe to say you jumped around. There was no easy approach. One that shows you love it. I interviewed you yesterday, and I wrote a story yesterday. And then after we wrapped up, I said, I'd like to have you on the radio show because I think your story is really interesting. And you kind of said, I still kind of can't believe this. This is crazy.
Yeah,
I went from Africa and playing soccer to America, and then I went to a couple different JCs, and now I'm an all-conference guy with 17 sacks, and Oregon's recruiting me. Has it hit you yet how unique and how different your path is than most people's?
It is, man. It's all, I leave it all to God, man, really. Because without God, man, everything's possible through God, man. And but it didn't really sink in until I saw Coach Dennison in my house, sitting on my couch, man. I was like, wow, this is really happening right now. That's really when it sunk in. But, man, I'm just waiting, man. It's waiting for my time.
So you got a follow on Twitter from Mario Cristobal. And then you guys ended up connecting on the phone. And I imagine that in and of itself felt unreal.
It was.
And what did he say to you on the phone? And did you kind of believe it was him? Or was there a part of you that was like, pinch me, I'm not sure this is real?
Right. So he reached out to me, man. It was early in the morning, man. It was really early. And he asked me if I was interested in the opportunity to play Oregon. And I was like, yes, sir, I'm very interested, And I sent him his number and whatnot. I called him. Man, we talked for a pretty long time. He asked me where I was from, my background. And, at the end of the conversation, he told me I had to offer, man. When he told me that, it was probably one of the happiest moments of my life. I ain't going to lie to you, man. It was one of the happiest moments of my life when he told me. I couldn't believe it. I called my mom and she was so happy, man, just hearing her voice. She's actually back in Liberia right now. Just hearing her voice over the phone. She was so excited for me. But yeah, man, it's very exciting times right now.
So where does Oregon stand with you? We've talked about it. I wrote a story yesterday, and you seemed extremely high on Oregon when we talked about it yesterday. Where does Oregon stand with you now?
Fine, this still is screaming. I'm still extremely Oregon is top of my list, number one, man. It's number one. That's it. Oregon right now is number one school on my list. That's it. I'm leaving it like that.
And you've got a visit to Oregon coming up. Have you set a date?
Right. I just spoke to Coach Dennison today, actually. I'll be coming there from the 7th to the 9th.
Very nice.
On an official visit. Yes.
And you've told me. You've seen campus. You've seen facilities kind of on the internet. You haven't been there yet.
Right.
If that visit goes well, it sounds like your decision becomes very, very easy.
Man, I told Coach Dennison, man, what's the earliest I can commit? He's like, I'm telling Oregon's at school, man. He told me he wanted me to make sure I was comfortable at Oregon, but I already told him, man. They got me, man. It's going to be hard for any other school to change my mind at this point, but Oregon is where my heart is.
All right, Samuel, thank you very much for sharing your story. I think hearing your voice, I think so often we talk to five-star kids who consider an offer just kind of a given. It's really refreshing to hear you talk about it with so much pride and excitement. I'm sure your mom is absolutely thrilled for you, and I'm certainly happy for you. I'm sure our listeners are very happy for you, too. So travel safe, have fun, and then assuming it goes well, I guess the audience looks forward to your commitment to Oregon here soon.
Yes, sir. I'm coming in very soon. Very, very soon.
All right. A shout to mom or anything? Anybody you want to shout out?
Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my beautiful girlfriend. She's listening right now. Big shout out to my mom, man. She's been my number one supporter since day one. Had my back through it all, man, through the ups and downs. So, I just want to make her proud and, put on for the city, man. Shout out to Lowell, Massachusetts, man. 978.
Samuel, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You too.